All right. Hello. Somebody's here. Yay. All right. I know it was bad timing to do a retreat and a call like this in 1 week. We have to have the team look at that a little bit more carefully, right?
It's like, I kind of saw that because I was a little bit mixed up. I'm like, what are we doing? So anyway.
Yeah, I'm here for you. Whatever you need.
Well, I just didn't really need anything. I just logged on because I was going to be supportive of my community.
Community. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
How are you doing? I'm hoping Michaela was coming on because I wanted to congratulate her for
finishing. I know, I saw that.
Isn't that cool? And you're close, right?
Actually, I just got word from Lisa. I was working on the thyroid mastery module. Had my sister do the full panel and everything. I was going to write that up and she told me I didn't need to do it. I just got to write up my case studies.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cool. So when we get done on here, I'm going to go get that written up so I can be finished. I'm so excited. Then I'm taking me a sleep vacation for real.
No kidding.
I am taking me a sleep vacation between this and the book and working and just doing stuff for church. I need a sleep vacation.
You need a sleep vacation. And then we need to focus. And are you coming on Saturday?
Yes, I was planning on coming there. I have a commitment before, but I'll be like maybe 12:30, 12:45 my time.
Okay, that's no problem. So I want you to think about before that, right? What's next after the certification? Like, what is your dream practice? What is your dream business? What do you want?
Okay.
And I want you to think about, do you want part of that to be, you know, joining us for, like Lisa and Annette do, for doing sessions with clients, right? Okay. Is that something that you want to do, or you just want to take off and be independent? And I also want to know where you are with your plans. What do you want to do with the course? Because you've been seeding it beautifully for the last few months on your Facebooks, right? And people are like, you create a hungry audience. They're like, okay, Valerie, how can you help me? How can you help me? Do you get people reaching out like that, asking about how can you support them?
I do. And actually this morning, because I was like, if you can't tell, my brain was like really tired. And I did one about, I can't even remember what I just did. Oh, Lord, let me think a minute. Writing, the power of writing, because I was sharing my experience like with the book, but also related to journaling, how powerful that is. With keeping up with logs and patterns, being able to notice patterns. And I heard from this gentleman that I met, it's probably been 2-3 years. He's a pastor. He lives in Africa. He listened to it this morning.
Ooh.
And he reached out to me. So probably whenever the traveling stuff gets better, he'll come back to fellowship with the people he fellowships with here. So people are reaching out.
Do you have what you can offer them in terms of one-to-one? I mean, your program isn't done, but you have plenty of options for them working with you one-to-one.
Yes, I've been doing one-to-ones, and what I'm really liking now, and it will kind of segue into, because Annette had talked with me about it earlier, is I'm really liking the blood chemistry stuff, so I'm offering people to have me to look at, do a functional view of their chemistries. So and I actually have one that's we're looking at the date now to do that, and I'm getting ready to look at my cousins. I was going to use her for this, but she's taking too long, so I'm gonna not use her. But she's taking too long. I might maybe be able to make that work. However, I'm really liking that. I've been really just on the side, I'm really studying more about the chemistries.
Nice.
And so I like doing that.
It's a great enrollment for people. Right. I mean, I didn't realize how popular it was going to be until we offered a webinar and we got like 96 people signed up to get their blood chem read. Like, oh, okay. And then from there, it's an easy segue into working one-on-one because they're naked in front of you, basically, right? You can't just say, well, I think you have this based on our conversation and you need to. No, you're like, you got to get this thyroid working, girl or boy or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a great opportunity.
The other thing that I'm amazed by with that is, and I knew it, but just to see it, I don't know, is just how doctors aren't running labs. I mean, I've had my cousin, I mean, she went to the ER last week because her leg was swollen. they told her she had cellulitis. I'm like, why did they run blood work? No. And then I asked her, she was one that was going to look at her blood work. I asked her, I said, give me the last 3 years just so I can see patterns.
Yeah.
She has never had a differential that I can see. So, I mean, there's a lot of things missing on there. The common things that we
common
would recommend.
Common things that you, yeah.
Yeah.
The common
she doesn't
things.
Have it.
You know, I remember one of the NEPT, she was in the foundations when we offered that. And she is an oncology nurse. And she was, you know, doing the IVs and people are there for hours that they're asking her, what should I eat? I don't want to be back here. I don't want to get my cancer back. And she didn't know. So she's doing the program. And she said, when she went through the blood cam, she started to look at the labs of all these people that she was seeing. And, you know, expecting that, oh, they didn't do this and we can add some of these. She's like, she was floored that they had done like A1Cs and just didn't even bother to tell people that their A1Cs were at 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Right?
And she was overt diabetes. These people are being treated for cancer, but nobody's talking about their blood sugar, which is a critical point for cancer, right? And all little things like that.
And vitamin D. Wow.
Vitamin D. Like nobody, like, why do they not want to test people's vitamin D? Mm-hmm. And if they do, they don't know how to read it. But most people, they don't even do it on.
Yeah. So I'm really liking, I'm really enjoying, I don't know. I like that. And I really want to, at some point along with the chemistries, cause I really like the genetics as well. And I liked that from the start. When I first joined this program and learned about genetics, I was taken with that because I got mine run. So I see patterns in that.
Right.
I've been doing working with my mom and myself as far as doing the nutritional and supplemental things for that. So
yeah. And they're great leads, right? And this whole thing, I don't, if you haven't watched it, we'll give you the link to the replays for all the challenge I did last week. But really, like, putting together a program or incorporating it into an existing, and you're known on Facebook Live now, so you just start incorporating it and talking to people about it, right? I did a Dutch Facebook Live. Like, here's the Dutch test. Here's what it does. Here's how it can help you. And I didn't have anything to offer them because we don't have like come in and have a Dutch test read, right? But I would have had tons of people like, oh yeah, I'm trying to tell the team, like, can you get the Dutch test set up as a separate entry point so that we can get that? And then when you see it, they want to work with you. And then you go, oh, this, you really need to get your genetics run. And here's some things that if you have SNPs in these areas, here's some lifestyle things, and they actually do it.
I know.
It's so shocking. But if you just tell them, right? Because you do a history and you tell them, which is important, then they don't listen. So it's basically, in my opinion, doing the labs and doing the genetics is the way to get people to do the things you already know they need to do, but they're not compliant. And then you get them to do it. Now, you don't tell them that.
Right.
Right. But you go, oh, yeah. Remember I talked to you about coffee and how it affects your gut and how it can affect... There's another reason that you need to get off of coffee. You got this genetic SNP. And if you like your breasts, I would get off of the coffee. And do you like your breasts better than your coffee? Let's just ask a question. Which do you like better, your breasts or your coffee? And they all go, huh? And then so many people have quit coffee from that.
Brilliant.
Love it. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Allie.
Hey,
Abby. Happy today. That's unusual.
Hiya, Dr. Valerie.
It's
so I've just started a course, a 6-week course in adding humor to talks. And it was
nice.
And it was 6 till 7 tonight. So I sort of left just before the hour's up so I could join you. I didn't want you to be all on your own, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity to get these gems.
Exactly.
But that's the thing that we don't realize, right? That, you know, there's structure and there's content, but then when we have a conversation and we start to realize, the conversations are just so brilliant because you learn from each other and all. And if I hear something, I can just run with it. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. Let's do it this way and that way and that way. Right. And suddenly we have a whole business plan mapped out from one brilliant idea that somebody has. So
yeah. And I've got so many things, and exactly, Valerie, what you were saying, that I've always plan to create a product that is a Dutch test plus interpretation, and to market that by doing Facebook Lives, going through a Dutch test and saving that as a video sales letter, basically. So a video sales letter that shows you the benefits of the Dutch test, you know?
And you can drive them to a webinar.
Yeah.
Because people are in and out with Facebook Lives. So yes, on that, you can drive them to a webinar. Hey, I'm going to go into more detail and I'm going to share with you a couple of case studies of people who, like I've used a case study of somebody who had pellets, you know, was given pellets. And I use a slide that says the wrong testing can be dangerous. And here's somebody who had the blood test done. Her estrogens were low. Did anybody do a panel and see what E1, E2, E3 are, what the different metabolites? No, nobody did that. They just put her on pellets. Now, let me tell you my opinion about pellets. Even before Allie did all the research and gave me hard data, I knew sticking pellets in somebody's hormones into somebody's behind, that once they're in and you can't take them out. And you have no control. So now this person has breast cancer and her estrogen levels are through the roof and her pellets just got put in 2 or 3 weeks ago. So now she's going to have this ridiculous estrogen levels for how many months, right? Completely out of control. So then what are they going to do? They're going to put her on, on the medication they put people after breast cancer.
Anastrozole or tamoxifen.
They want to put her on that to get her estrogen lower. So now she's got the breast cancer because of that. And now they want to put her on this drug that has all these other effects and like, oh my God, right? And those are great cases. And I think you should do that. I think you should do that because that can lead them into your membership.
Yeah. And also-
And into one-to-one.
And also the genetic test that I have, I have a subgroup which is for female hormones. So that's mm-hmm. really cool as well. And they're very good interpretations.
That's great. Because then it's all clustered in one place. That's the one thing about the reports that I'm using now. There's not like one, like all the estrogen metabolite, you know, genes in one place. You have to create it. I want to create that too. I want to, you know, create one of my cool charts like that. Yeah. I have somebody doing it for blood sugar right now. And we're going to do, anyway. Nobody has the perfect test. Go ahead.
That's right. I will say I've been watching and I did listen to most of the Wild Genetics, though I didn't say anything. I was there. I was doing stuff listening. But I will say I really like the way that you've shifted with not being able to have actual live events. With how you're offering things, because I mean, it just works well. I'm like, when I get my brain settled, I'm gonna be doing that type of thing as well. I mean, I like it; it flows well, and I think people, that's their options right now.
That's their options right now, and I want to welcome Mahala, and then I want to make a comment about that.
Woo, woo, woo,
hey,
woo,
Mahala! Woo.
Congratulations! Woo-hoo.
You're muted.
She's muted. Okay. So what's the word that we always see? What's your success that you want to tell us about? Oops, you're still muted. Ask to unmute. Try again.
What's she doing? Bouncing on the ball?
It's like bouncing like she looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah, well, my internet is just not working very well. So I don't seem to have connection up there. So let's try.
How?
This.
What's with the bouncing? Are you on a
are
ball?
Are you walking on a treadmill?
No, I'm walking down the stairs.
Are you walking down the stairs? And with these backgrounds, you can't tell.
No she's got the she's beach bouncing up in her.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So I came here next to the Wi-Fi. See if it works better.
See if it works better.
Yeah, yesterday my call just kept dropping, like when we were on the Zoom call. And so, so that's what it is. Thank you so much, ladies.
Yes, congratulations. Good work.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's obviously my accomplishment and my joy. And another one is that I have in a couple of weeks, I'm presenting a webinar for the Cellcor company.
Oh.
So they said that they'll have about 400 to 800 people on the call.
Nice.
I'm like, whoa. So now I have to work on the slides.
Do you get to make an offer or a free gift or anything like that? You
yes.
do.
Yeah. So I was thinking, so basically I'm going to present on the over-the-counter drugs and how they affect the mitochondria. And then they want to talk about statins, acids, blockers, which again, it's in the over-the-counter drugs, and then the fluoroquinolones. And basically all of them, how they affect the mitochondria. And
nice.
So I was gonna offer my free ebook since it's on all the over-the-counter drugs that I'll be talking about.
Right.
And so I guess that's my question for this call as well. If I should just charge like $5 or something like that, nothing major, but just something, no?
I'd give it away and then I'd have something next step to charge. You know, unless, you know, when you're on a thing like that and you're exposed to that many people, you want to get as many leads as you can.
Okay.
That's your goal, to build your following. And if you have 400 people there and they all like that, you may get 300 or more of them to do something free. Okay. You might do 25, 30 to get them to pay because you haven't been with them long enough. Now, it might be that you can. It might be that you can get them. And I may be, you know, just having a bad attitude about it. But typically, I want to get as many people on my list that then I have the potential to continue to work with and offer things to. Ideally, when is this happening?
It's on April 15th.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of time to get it together. But ideally, you have them do your free book and the landing page from the free book says a little video of you like, hey, blah, 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 blah. If you want to go deeper, here's this thing. It's only $9 today because you signed up for this, you know, or $5 or whatever. Okay. So you have something that additional that you can give them for a low price. And we do find that if it's low enough price and it's hot enough and related to what they just opted in for, you get a large percentage of them to pay you.
So what can I give away for? Should I work on something or...
Yeah, that's something are you coming Saturday?
I was going to, but we are going to be with family for Easter. So it's going to be smack in the middle of the day.
Yeah. So I'm going to move around and I want you to sit here right now and think, what do you have that you've already done that you could do a little bit of repurpose on? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's another presentation that you've done that you can just offer it as a training. Maybe it's the slides from a presentation or the transcript. You can just quickly, easily get a transcript made from a talk that you've done, and then you can clean it up and make it look like a book. And then you can sell that for, you know, under $10. That's a possibility as well. But what else? Think in terms of what else do you have that is easy to put together because you only have 2 weeks. Okay. Cool. Yay. Let me just finish with Valerie. Your celebration that we talked about at the beginning before Allie and Mahala came on is that you're really close to finishing, but you may have another celebration. So I want to hear if there's something else besides that.
Let's see what else. I'm sure there's something else I'll celebrate it.
Your book.
That book is tiring. I love it. I'm grateful. That book is tiring. We had a live interview last night for that book. So we're actually having a live, it was online interview last night about that, our particular group in the book. But then in next month, we're having an actual live black carpet. I think I told you before.
Oh, nice.
Where people will, it's all, what do you call it, COVID safe. People can come and actually get a signed copy there.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to do that. So I'm thinking much more. How much more of this? How much more of this? So that's
that huge. Is your calling card, Valerie.
I know. And then the other thing I've thought about with that book signing, I've not figured out how to tweak it yet because I still do. I am still going to work on the skin program, but I want to take a little blurb out of the my chapter in the book where it mentions about the eczema. And to have a little card of some sort to get them interested that they can go online and download something free related to skin issues.
Yeah.
With that. So I have been thinking on that.
What are your rights to that book chapter? Do you have, do they have exclusive on it? Are you allowed to extract your chapter and use it in various places?
I can use what I need to use. And the author, yeah, I've been helping her with some other stuff. So yeah, I can do that. The way she's got it copywritten, we can use what we need to use. Some people opted to have their name on the front. I wasn't doing that, instead of hers. So we do have rights to do some things with our chapter. Her actual business is book to business. So it's creating a business around that chapter in the book. So I do have some rights.
She has some ideas for you on how to use it.
Yes, we've talked about some ideas, and she knew from the start that I was going to connect it to my skin program. She knew that from the start before we even started, because even just looking at that chapter, I mean, I could talk about at some point, do the skin program. I mentioned diabetes because that's what my dad had. So, and it all goes back down to blood sugar and gut health.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And that's something that, you know, getting on like podcasts and other people's stuff. And then you say, in my book chapter, I go through this. In my book chapter, I go into detail. So you're always seeding, but the book is a starting point for that.
Yeah, because it really doesn't have any details about the skin, the eczema. So that's why I want to extract that to make ebooks related to that.
Perfect. Yeah.
So
cool. And what are you celebrating, Allie?
Well, I'd love to show you where things have got to with my membership site. Just very
in setting up the back end for folks. Yeah.
So back to the dashboard. Oh, of course I've got, there we go. Oh, okay. There we go. We'll get there.
Beautiful.
Right, so this is my membership site. Ah, dear. Oh, I managed to get some software for electronic signatures on my agreements into my membership site, onto my site. So that's really cool.
So your signature being put into the agreements, is that what you
mean? So their signature. So it's like DocuSign, but it's actually a plugin on my WordPress site.
Oh, cool.
So that's really cool. Right, so this is my welcome page. Welcome to Dr. Allie's courses and trainings. Enrolled on the following courses. So we have the, and I've got icons for this. This one is 30-day menopause makeover. This is 60 days to menopause relief online program. And this is the Hot Women program. So the Hot Women is the year-long.
The year-long.
Got it the wrong way around. So this is the 30-day menopause makeover, which is a workbook and webinar. So a workbook and training. So this is the Hot Women program. So I've got bronze, which is just the actual downloadable. So without my time, so this will be really inexpensive. This includes getting started in group call recordings. How to eat for hormone health, sugar and hormone health, gut and hormone health, toxins, stress, thyroid, hormone imbalance, libido, immune, adrenal, healthy weight loss and exercise and healthy mindset. And for each of these,
is this content you already created and you're repurposing?
Yeah, well, this is the stuff from Rachel Feldman.
Oh, okay, got it.
Then I'll be adding value. So for week one, you've got the weekly menu, the weekly homework, which is I've actually renamed as action steps.
Yeah.
A pantry list and a food diary.
That's for each week. Okay.
Yeah, for each. So those ones are weekly. These two are for the whole month. And then there's also a guide for each one. And there's going to be a webinar as well. So
now this is weekly, but you had all those others. So weekly would include those other, you had like 12 or 15 or 18 topics there. So each week includes several topics.
Yes. No. So the topics are the months.
Oh, each month is a different one. Right. So they're paying.
happy for hormone health. Month two is sugar and hormone health.
Got it.
And for each
how does that relate to modules?
Yeah.
Week or the week. So within each month, there's weeks.
Yeah.
No?
And no. The first week of each month, you'll have the monthly products as well as the weekly ones.
Okay. Cool. You've done a lot of work here.
Yeah. And then
this is how much is this course?
So the just having the downloads, I'm thinking I'm going to include the webinars once I've recorded them, because otherwise they won't get enough of me. So the 797 for the whole year for just having the downloads, and it's 2000 for those plus my group calls.
Group calls. So 797, and you're going to offer it as a monthly, or they just have to pay for the whole year?
Yeah, I could do it as a monthly.
You know, so that would be what, like 50 bucks, 60, 70 bucks, 75 a month or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And you feel comfortable with the content? You don't have to do like a tremendous amount of rework other than, you know,
this is as it is. We've already rebranded everything.
Perfect.
So it's all coming together. And then in the back office, I've got, having the agreement signatures was the next step for that point as well. And I've got the nurture sequences and things.
And yeah, so you can also build into something like that, upsell like possibility, right? If you're giving them the recordings of coaching calls, then you're going to talk about, hey, you want to get my help and support? Here's how. And you can build that into various places within there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. But I was looking at all of this and thinking, well, actually, people want results faster. And so I was thinking back to the 60 Days to Menopause Relief, which is an online program. But maybe I should have a group coach version of that, like you had with your very first program, because 8 weeks, and do that as a group every quarter.
So. And do it quarterly. That would be a good thing, right? Because people, that's how they get connection with you. And this is what I discovered with the challenge, for example, right? Is that when you can get in the back room with those people, I mean, I literally had two people reach out to me and say, and a third person I reached out to, I'm like, tell me, I want to know more about your NEPT program. Can we talk about that? Send me more information, right? Because they were like, and I kept seeding it, right? So whenever you're doing those coaching calls, you get to meet with them, you get to talk to them, and you can seed the additional work. I get plenty of stuff when I do that, that says, hey, I want to work with you one-on-one. And I have to say, well, here's the deal.
Yeah. And how did you go about doing that? Because I've got lots of people waiting for strategy sessions with me but I want to get so that they've seen a video of how I work before they come online with me.
Absolutely.
You know, I just don't want to have.
Absolutely. Because you don't want the tire kickers to come and just pick your brain for
people just want to have the cheapest way of getting bioidentical hormones possible.
Yeah. And that's where you need to come with the confidence to say, so if somebody says that to me, I'll say, well, you know, the only way to work with me one-on-one is our energy recharge inner circle. And that's at the Gold Plus level. And we open that up every year. We open it up. We start registrations at the end of July. We usually only have about 6 to 10 seats in that, depending on my availability. And you can certainly have a conversation with one of us to do that. When I got somebody who wanted to do it one-on-one with me, I introduced it to her she was asking me about it at an event I was speaking at. And she said, you know, how do I work with you one-on-one? I went, this is the program and these are the levels. And I actually have this highest level, which is diamond, that you would work with me on a regular basis one-on-one. So I told her that. She goes, I even told her, she said, how much is the price range? I said, well, for that level, it's probably in the $45,000 to $50,000 a year level. But the Gold Plus, which is where you get me like, you know, once a month, well, once every other month or whatever, and plus you get all this other coaching, that's in the range of like 18,000 or whatever. She goes, I would love to chat. And I said, you still want to talk to me? right? Because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't getting on the phone with somebody who's expecting me to charge her $300 to work with her, right? So I got on the, I said, you still want to talk to me? She goes, yes, I want to talk about what that is. She said, worst cases, I'll do the gold plus. And she ended up doing the diamond, right?
Yay. That's the result.
Right. So it's basically, if you have a very high-end program and you really tell them the price range of it, because I want to start talking to people who want to work with me, but they're not willing to pay that money. Then I tell them what the cost is or the range. I always tell them a range. And then the other program looks really good, right? Where they get the once a month with you instead of like, for that was like weekly, whatever they needed. It was like, you know, I'm at your beck and call. You have my cell phone number. We can help you. However, none of those people take advantage of that, quite frankly. So people say, well, how could you do that? Then you're going to, you know, it's not going to be worth it to, yeah, it's worth it because they don't, they're very kind and compassionate. And they go, I don't want to bother you, but I have a quick question about this. And they'll text me and I'll text them back and that's it. Right? Because those are the people who value your time and their transformation, and they're willing to pay for it. But it's a really good option to look at and speak with them. And you decide, how do they get to work with you one-on-one? Well, I have my group, and you know, so you talk to them about the one-on-one option first, and then the group at $2,000 a year or $3,000, whatever it is, seems like a bargain. Right? Yeah. But if you just talk them from nothing, we had, you people are crazy. I mean, people are kind of crazy. I don't mean that in a negative way, but they just don't have their sense of reality about them. So we did this thing and we charged $297 for them to get the blood chemistry analysis software printout. Plus they filled out a health and habits form and the coach would go through that whole thing with them, 90 minutes, go through that whole thing with them and give them a plan for moving forward to correct their imbalances. And this was the question that not just one person kept asking, does that include the lab testing? And I'm like, what planet do they live on that they think we can, for $300, give them all the lab testing and have a report and have a coach work with them? I'm like, okay, if you just want to get your glucose tested, we can include it, right? But we're doing a comprehensive panel. So that's what people think. And they think like, oh my God, you have to, like, how could you charge that much? They don't understand the training, the expense you've gone through, and the transformation. So it's really important when you're talking to them that they see the transformation, right? Stop spending so much money on supplements. Get a customized program that's going to be designed for what's going on with you. Stop risking all these side effects from drugs and then adding new drugs, going down that rabbit hole. This is the transformation. So it's really important to really keep focusing on the transformation that you offer. Yeah, if you want to continue to be, you know, sweaty and hot and angry at everybody all the time, then, you know, yeah. But I have resources for everybody. I have levels for everybody. $297, you get my 8-week program, right? Do you want more? You want to continue with it? We have lots of options for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to see your value and you have to see the value for them, the transformation. And you have to look at, what are you giving them? Like, if you're giving them a totally self-study program, I don't care if it's a year long or 3 months long, it's not valued as much because they're not getting any coaching. They're not getting any support. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I was thinking to have frequently in the downloads only option to have an upsell option, you know, prompt to.
Right. You know, but you have to be able to create value for that upsell and over again. But you also have to be able to let them just continue to, this is the tricky part, continue to see the value of the lower price program.
Yes.
Because if you make it too much, it's like you're downgrading that and they're not going to want to do anything. They won't do anything. Right. And here's how it goes. And if you're in here for 3 months, we want to get you the basics. I don't want you to spend your money. I don't want to spend your hard-earned money having me teach you things that are already in my, and if you want that program, that's priced at $75,000 a year. And I'm happy to offer that to you. Right. But I don't think it's a good use of my time and your money for me to sit there and teach you about these specific foods, about these things, right? That's something you can learn in the membership site, and then you can come to calls and ask me specific stuff related to you. And this is how we set up. Always coming back to, you're going to save the money, you're going to provide your expertise, and right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Ooh. All right. Awesome work. We've kind of merged and melded all the way we were going to do this, but that's okay. So Mihaela, do you want to discuss, did you have any ideas that came up about what that next step could be? And you guys pipe in, if you're like, yeah, when I work with people and they're on a lot of medications, these are the things they feel like they need. These are practitioners you're talking to, or?
No, this is they public. Have two sites. So this is the public.
This is good because that's easier to sell, right? But you basically need them to see the dangers, which is what you're going to be talking about, and the downsides, and what happens if I'm vitamin D deficient. Not just that this drug creates vitamin D deficiency, not that this drug just basically interferes with niacin, which is important in your mitochondria, right? This is why, right? And with the mitochondria, that's easy because you say niacin, super important. This drug interferes with I'm just throwing one out there. Sure. Niacin is a critical factor in your Krebs cycle, in the mitochondria that makes you energy. So when this drug bonks out your niacin, you're probably going to feel exhausted, not just exhausted externally, right? Like I don't have energy to run. But your organs and your glands and your tissues are going to be exhausted because they don't have the energy to detoxify, to clean up, to repair at night when you're sleeping, right? Sleep is actually a metabolic process that requires a lot of mitochondrial power, right? So you make all these connections. So at the end, you want to transition to, I put together this book, it's free. And it might even be that you have, I don't know how detailed that book is. I haven't seen it recently. Is it long? Is it short?
It's about 17 pages, but it covers a lot of, so I cover just the basics like the aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Right. We've only been able to touch on in our hour together today, these whatever five drugs. Mm-hmm. But I know there's a whole lot more and people are putting in this. So I put together this thing and I put in the details. So you have heads up to know what to look for when you're looking for, is this drug affecting me negatively, right? Here's some of the symptoms. So I put that together. It's absolutely free. Then you need to have in that book, and you may need to change it a little bit at the end, the call to action transition, right? Mm-hmm. And that could just very well be in the book. Like, hey, if you're here and you want me to help you, here's what I can do. And I can do my drug, whatever that full, you know, is it $500 or something where you sit with them and your intro, right? You can do that.
Yeah.
But you can also say, also download, like if you're talking specific stuff, like I'm trying to think what else you can offer them. So that's why I asked you to think about it. Cause I don't have I handle on.
Yeah, so I was thinking that maybe I can take the presentation that I gave on the antihypertensives and anti-diabetics and maybe just do one of them and turn that into a small ebook or something like that. So kind of talk like I have here a title, Side Effect Spiral, Blood Pressure Focus or something like that. Anti-diabetic.
Is that what it's called? Side Effect Spiral? Is that what you're...
It's just a thought.
You can make it whatever. But I'm wondering what's the name of the book, the free book?
So the ebook is on over-the-counter drugs only, and it's called False Friends.
Okay. So from there, you can have the call to action be like when they download it, you can actually create a video. Hey, I can't wait for you to get into this. There's so many drugs people are just on and we take it like it's candy. We take it like, you know, oh yeah, just pop a pill, pop this, pop that. I like the side effect spiral. Yes, it's a great phrase. I agree. And you can basically say, so if you're on prescription medications, I have something for you. I put together this thing and you could create two if you have the time to create two, whether you're on, some people are on one, some people are on both, right? I don't know if you want to do a bundle of the two or you can do an individual. That's a little bit more work to do. But you know, I would say that they're the most common things people are going to be on. Anti-diabetic drugs are super common, right? And yeah. Antihypertensives are super common, right? Yeah. So I would say for this time, pick one that you think has the highest prevalence in the population, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know which one it might be. The diabetic one. The hard part about diabetes is they don't know that they have the insulin resistance, many of them. So, but if they're on the drug, they at least have been diagnosed with insulin resistance. They don't put just anybody on metformin or something, right? I mean, you have to have a diagnosis of, Yeah, you have to have a diagnosis of insulin resistance or diabetes.
Yeah. So once they reach the blood sugar 125, I think that's the cutoff. Then they treat them as diabetics.
Yeah, and a lot of doctors treat people with their blood sugar above 100 with metformin. I mean, I think it's considered kind of like candy. So which do you think is going to be more prevalent, people on?
I think from what I've seen, I think it's the antihypertensives. There's more people on it. And then a lot of people then become diabetics because of those.
Okay, so I would choose the hypertensive ones. Mm-hmm. And I would focus it in your little video. Like, you know, if you're on medication or you're trying to avoid it being on medication and your doctor's telling you, hey, your blood pressure's too high, we need to lower it with the medication. This, you need to download this book. It's the most common, whatever this percentage of the population is on it. If not for you, you probably know somebody who's on the medications, and here's my, my book. It's only $9 or whatever it is today.
Okay.
Right. I can't give you the exact words, but I think you need to look up the prevalence and the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, Mahala, may I interject just a minute?
Sure.
This is something that whenever I have done talks in the past, and it's been on a smaller scale, and it comes from my nursing background, is I've done a community assessment. I don't know if you've done that before. So you can go online and look for a community assessment for your area where you are. And what that does is allow them to see what's most prevalent in their area, because it breaks it down. It's actually quite intense. It breaks it down to the particular diagnoses. It breaks it down to the populations and the ethnicities that have it. So what I've done is to even as close as possible to their actual little hub of community, broken it down to that. And people's like, wow, I didn't know that. So then that gets them to thinking, is there something in our environment that I need to be looking at? So it just broadens their perspective and their outlook. So that might be something that can help you with honing in on with the hypertension and having it related.
I think that's a great idea. This is an online thing, so people will be from all over. Is that correct?
Oh,
yeah, probably.
Okay. Right. So you can just pick like some of the major cities even, right? Mm-hmm. You can say the overall prevalence of this is this. In New York, blah, blah, blah. And in, you know, Georgia, it's this way. And you just can show some of that as slides. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. And if you are going to do one in person, it's perfect if you just do their area. Right?
So how do you do this community assessment? You just
go online, put in community assessment for, so now, what state are you in?
Right now I'm in Arizona. I'm in Phoenix.
So you can do United States. I don't know where they're going to be. So you can do like a community assessment overall for the United States. That one might be something as simple as going to the CDC for their broad spectrum. Yeah. But if you have an idea from the host of the event, if they have an idea of where many people are registering from, then that's I would go idea. To that area. To look for their community assessment. But like for here in North Carolina, I can look at it for North Carolina, but then I can look at it for my actual county and break it down to my actual neighborhood.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool. That's okay.
Great. Yeah. And you can include that in. You seed it, right? Because, you know, I think, where would you put that? You don't, do you necessarily want to put it in, since this is OTCs and mitochondria, but it would be in like your video. You can go to a video, right? Mm-hmm. And you say, hey, this is Dr. Mihaela and blah, 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 blah. And I just want to show you what a big problem this is. Hypertension is a bigger problem than you think. You might be suffering from it and not even know. This last year we've had increased stress. So many people are suffering from high blood. They don't even know because they've been to their doctor in a year, right? Yeah. So here's some of the prevalence, blah, blah, blah. You just show a quick thing. This is what it is in the United States. And then just let me show you what it's like in my area, which is Phoenix. Or if they say, oh yeah, like half the people are from New York. You go, let me just show you, you know, this particular area. Yeah. And then you can go into, so I put together a book. And if you're on hypertensive medications or considering it, or you have a loved one that's on it, that you would like to help support them nutritionally, this is what I put together.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
And when it's only like $9 today or whatever it is, $9, $5, something under 10.
Yeah.
Usually odd numbers work better than even. So okay. 5, 7, 9, right? Download it today. 7 seems okay. to be a good one.
7?
7, because it's in between. 9 is like getting close to 10, right? But mm-hmm. $7 is like, ugh, you spend that on a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? Which is increasing your hypertension, yeah. by the way. But that's another story for another day.
Well, you know, it's just so crazy. Sometimes antihypertensives cause hypertension. It's like, I have a friend who was put on antihypertensives for tachycardia. And since she's been on antihypertensives, now she also has hypertension. So I'm like,
This is a great one to say, right? The irony of this is, right? Yeah. And tell that story. I know somebody who was put on an antihypertensive medication, not because their blood pressure was high, but because they had tachycardia, increased heart rate. And guess what? Now she has hypertension. Like, mm-hmm. we've got to break the vicious cycle. Like you said, the cycle, it's like, right?
Statins and thiazide diuretics causing diabetes. And yet Absolutely. We're prescribing them in diabetics.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is great. I think it's great. And you just build. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You're going to go on to something else. Right. Yeah. But there's going to be a people that sign up for it. There, that got book. Yes.
Yeah. And definitely I feel like I needed something extra because after the conference on autoimmunity, I got a bunch of people that downloaded my ebook. But then nothing happened.
But then nothing happens. Yeah.
Nothing happens. So I think that would be it. Or another idea I thought I should just do an email campaign afterwards.
Well, you definitely have to do an email campaign. I was going to say that. You definitely have to do that too. But here's the thing. Last year, Kim came on board helping us with marketing. And she said every sales page now has a little tick for an order bump, it's called. And it's usually something, it's either $19 or $27. We've experimented with both and the $27 works just as well. So we're going to stick with that. Probably practitioners $27, consumers $19. But it's always something that seems really like, oh yeah, for just an additional $19. Well, that's when you're paying. But the other thing that she's put into place has been the upsells. So when they sign up for something, right? They sign up for something that's low price, then... All right. So you first sell them that $7 ebook. Mm-hmm. And then anybody who buys it goes to another page that says, hey, I know this can be confusing. I would like to offer you the ability for me to join with you, to get together with you and actually look at all the interactions with all the medications. If this is something you're interested in, just click here. It's usually $4.97, but today only it's $2.97. Like it's a one-time offer. Right. And then you get
like people 200, you mean?
No, whatever you think. I'm throwing numbers out, right? I'm throwing numbers out. You have to make the decision as to what your time is and what it costs you. This is a process that takes me, 6 hours of my time. I look at every single one of your drugs in detail. Normally I charge $1,500 for this. And because you just signed up here, I'm only going to charge you this. They usually work better with $500 or less upsells, but you know, you just have to play with it. It's all a matter of testing, but that's how you get people into the thing. You don't just assume they're going to reach out because you may give them all this great information and they're going, I need help. And they see somebody who does a webinar and offers them a program where they're going to analyze their drugs. And there's not a lot of that out there. So there's not a lot of company, but they're going to look to get help.
Yeah.
If you've pointed out the problem and don't offer them a solution, yeah. And you might want it to be for, you know, if you have the ability to do a 15-minute consult, half-hour consult, that you can just quickly look at their drugs and tell them what they need next, that can be an option too. And maybe that's $75, right?
Okay.
Or $100. And that's an easy upsell.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. $100 upsells are easy, right? We've had really good success. And then, you know, later when you get a program out there and you're offering it, like your skin program, your menopause program, when they sign up for your 90 days to menopause success, what is it that you can either pull out of the program that's like really a hot extra and add back, you know, for $20? We have made so much money on that. We have 75% of people who signed up for Shine clicked the button for the extra $27 for the little ebook. That's not small change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and they're positioned, and we've done that with lots of things. So it's just a matter, you got to get it started and then you move on to the next pieces. So my recommendation for you, the ebook free, you offer them the link. If you can do it with a phone number, that helps a lot. There's services that you can just give them a phone number. Go to just type drugs to this phone number right now. Pull up your phone. I want you to go here. What you're going to get when you do that is, and you get a lot of people uptaking it that way rather than giving them a link.
Okay.
Right. And those services aren't expensive. You know, usually you pay by the number of people that use it. So like if 400 people do it and you pay like 2 cents per, you know what I mean? Like 5 cents per, then you're just paying that much money to get all these people who are hot prospects on your list.
And what program would do this? I am not familiar with
it. I use Lead Pages, and I should stop paying Lead Pages, but I still have, because I switched to ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels does it. They have an option for it. And I don't know, you just have to look it up. I mean, it was something I used years ago before I realized that ClickFunnels and Lead Pages do it, so I don't pay extra for it.
Okay.
Fabulous. I've got to go because I've got my final hypnotherapy session. And I'll see you on Saturday and I'll catch up with you
Saturday recording. And think about what we've talked about and how you want to use the time on Saturday. Yeah. Awesome. Good luck with that. That sounds great.
Mahalo, I put a couple of links in the chat that might be helpful for you. That is from the CDC that hones down onto blood pressure and even a map, and you can tweak the map for the area.
Let's go back to this. And we'll come back. Side effect spiral. I love it. It could be the side effect spiral, how your hypertension medications are, you know, making you worse or whatever. You have to have a subphrase. The side effect spiral, how your diabetic medications might be. The side effect spiral, how popping an aspirin every time you get a headache or a Tylenol, whatever people do, is causing you nutritional imbalances and health stuff. Like there's so many options with that, the side effect spiral. I really like it. I wonder if anybody has that as a URL. Let's see, side effect. Okay, sideeffectspiral.com. No, let me look. There's no, let me see. www. And it could be side effect spiral or the side effect spiral. Let me see. At control X. I'm going to put it up here in my search bar. There's nothing.
Right. I can snitch it.
Snitch it. Do it quickly because, well, I don't think anybody's going to get it because I didn't go to GoDaddy or anything. But sometimes when you look up, if you find a URL that you really like and you go to GoDaddy or one of the services and you look it up, if you don't buy it, if you've got, oh, it's here, I'll buy it later, it can be gone later. And they say, oh, by the way, you can buy this URL for just $3,000.
Yeah.
Right. So if you go in there with the intent to buy, it's whatever, $14 a month at the most. GoDaddy, I get them because I maybe because I have an account with them, but it's like $9 every time I want to add a URL. $9 a year. Okay. I should sell all my URLs. I just recently goofed in selling one of my URLs. Somebody wrote to me and said, you have the thyroid reset diet as a URL. And I would like to buy it because I have this and that. And I went, oh, what are you thinking of? $200. I'm like selling you my URL for $200, even though I have. But then I thought of Alan Christensen, who had just written a book called The Thyroid Reset Diet. So I reached out to him and I said, somebody's asking me about this. And I thought of you. I thought maybe you would want to get this URL. And I goofed because I didn't like, well, how much would you be willing to pay for it? He said, well, how much do you want to get for it? So whenever somebody asks how much it is, you should always ask, what are you willing, you know, what's it worth to you? And I'll let you know if it's worth it for me to give it up for that. So instead I said, oh, $1,000. And he went, okay. Like by that afternoon, he had had his assistant contact and Scott did the transaction and they did it. And I'm like, I couldn't. And the guy, when he talked to Scott, he said, wow, this is so cool. You could have gotten, you know, you could have gotten a whole lot more than $1,000 for this. Damn. So yep. Ask, what are you willing to pay for it? And that's what I asked this first guy. And he said, $200. I'm like, right? No, it's not worth my time to even log in and try to figure out how to transfer it. So anyway, but give a side effect spiral. Okay. So what's next? You guys need any additional support?
I just have a quick question. Where are the recordings now? Because when I click on recordings on the old site, it goes back to the home page.
Ooh, that's not good. Let me look. It's supposed to be. I know that's going to change in a few months, but that's not supposed to have changed so far. So let me go here and I'll go to inemembers.com. inemembers.com. So you're saying under NEPT, the recordings page?
No, in the NEPA. Or any
practice accelerator. Yeah.
I hadn't messed with NEPA. I mean.
Yeah. So if I go to NEPA home from here, it goes here. Okay, and it has this stuff. And then, like, was it for anything?
I went into the get it done as well as I went in all three of them. It's just going for me, it's going back to the home page. Okay, let me see.
Access the recording. So I'm under the diamond ones, and the last one listed was they have it listed all the way through 2021. So
that
should be good. So if I ask access the recordings. They're there. Okay. Let me just look at the others. They're all there. Okay. So the next one would be get it done. And if I ask access the recordings here.
Okay. Let me do this.
They're all there. So let me just share my screen and make sure it's the same as what you're looking at. You won't have access to the diamond ones because you're not in the diamond one. So that makes sense. But if you go to here, okay. This is the page you're looking at, right?
Correct.
Okay. So when I go down to get it done, mastermind calls, and it shows all the ones coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, this is supposed to be moved off. They're supposed to move them off when they're done.
Okay.
And I keep having to do it myself because I'm not remembering to do that. Access the recordings. They're there.
Okay, that's not happening for me.
That's not happening.
I just called the help desk.
Yeah, and the other thing, let me just look in the back end of this real quick because I may save you some trouble. If I go to the edit page, and then I look in the back end, I'll see what tag and just make sure you have that tag. I know that they were like redoing tags, so maybe they redid tags and they didn't capture your. Czar Andre, he put this up 2 months ago. So 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So that should be, so it probably has that, but he just didn't change it. I got to remind him again. Okay. Visitors must sign in. Yes. Visitors must have at least this one. NEPT call access and then practice accelerator diamond. So this is the one that you would have. And I'm going to go to Valerie in Infusionsoft. Oops. Here we go. La 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 la. Okay, Valerie. Valerie Mills. Okay. There you are. And if I click you, I'll just make sure you have this tag. And if not, I'll give it to you. Okay. And then you'll be fixed. Flamed Ventures.
That was a fly-by name when I started doing stuff online. I couldn't think of anything.
All right. So if I go to manage tags, here's the ones that you actually have. So I'm just going to type in, let me put this into another place so I can look at it and see what I'm going to type in part of it as a search term. Just NEPA, right? It should say that. So if I do Control F, NEPA. So registered for virtual retreat. Let's see what else. Call reminders, virtual retreat. It would be an old tag. So NEPA practice accelerator. I'm going to look again to see what this thing is called. NEPT call access. Okay, let me see. I wonder if they renamed things and didn't do it. And then NEPA practice accelerator. Call reminder, diamond only. No, you have that one. Huh?
No.
You should be able to get that. How did that happen?
I have no idea. I haven't messed with it.
All access basic editions. Let's see what this tag is actually saying. It's NEPT call access, NEPA mastermind calls. Okay, let's see. No, how interesting. Okay, two more. Okay. Okay, so you are not having that one, but you are having this one, right? Let's look at this. That's, which is definitely interesting, because this one should have given you access. This one, it says must have at least one of the following. So you don't have this one, but it, well, maybe you didn't.
Maybe they put diamond on there and meant to put that one.
Maybe they meant to, but let me see which one you have here. Let's go to Infusionsoft again. And I'm going to see on the, if I look at these boxes down below where I can add, oh my God. Oh, that's going to another page where your things are. So if I go to general, okay, so there's the current tags. There should be a section that goes add tags. Huh? I'm confused.
I'm special.
You are. There you go. So there's your name. And then if I click manage tags again, and then if I go to this section down below, which is where we can add your tags, that's a lot of tags.
I know.
We have to clean this up. I thought they were cleaning it up. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Apply this tag. So it was in, what category would it be? It would be in coaching. They're coaching INE members. Let's see. NEPT. Oops, it's stuck. You have so many tags and it made my computer freeze. Okay. I don't know.
I can call him. It's fine.
I would, yeah. Just tell her. I'm going to give you in the chat this tag that you're supposed to have to okay. have it. if they can look it up for you, because otherwise they're going to text me and say, what tag should she have? Look at that page. What did you set it up to be? Yeah, it's free. Okay, here we go. So if I scroll down to NEPT. Yeah, it's freezing. My computer needs a reboot. I'm going to put this tag in and just say that I told you that this is the tag that you need to have in order to have access to. Please check that you do and give it to you if not.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I thought it would be a quick and easy fix, and it should have been, except now my whole computer's stop share. Yesterday during my webinar, PowerPoint crashed. Like, go figure, why would PowerPoint crash twice? Not just once. Like, I'm trying to scroll my slides and it wouldn't go. And then it said, PowerPoint is having a problem. Do you want it?
I saw that the one time, but I don't remember it the second time.
It happened a second time. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
All right. Thank
you. That's the tag that you should have in order to be able to see that page. And it should be any of the pages you're not seeing, you should be able to see.
Okay. I'm just going to copy that. I'll just print this little chat thing out. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, good. Sorry about that. That's kind of weird. And it just suddenly, it always was there before, but not.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So they did something. Something happened. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Anything else, Mahala? Anything else? So what's one thing you're going to do after this call? Finish the case studies.
So I can graduate.
Yay. What about you, Mahala?
So I'll be working on my slides for the presentation and the ebook.
Yes.
And then I'll have to work with my website lady to have her.
Yeah. And look, if you can't get the upsell piece going, just collect their names. It's already there, right? Okay. Just do a really good job of it. Because once they're in your list, you can be writing to them.
Okay.
And say, hey, by the way, here it is. So if you can get it done, great. And if not, don't sweat it.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. You just want to capture their names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.